This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Big data, as you know, is where it's at in consumer analytics right now. Companies sifting through enormous piles of information about who we are and what we buy, all in the effort to get us to buy more. But you know what? Number crunching has its limits, which is why companies also use social sciences to study us up close and personal. And we figure they're watching us, so it's only fair we get a look at what they're doing. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes us deep inside one global brand's effort to understand how we eat.
Chef David Landers is at Reading Terminal Market in downtown Philadelphia, which is packed with shoppers and dozens of merchants selling all kinds of food. But Landers isn't here to get ingredients for a restaurant. As senior chef for Campbell's Soup Company, he shops and dines around the world, tracking changes in the way we eat.
We have shallots. We have these big, giant elephant garlic.
We stop at a basket full of something Campbell's finds quite interesting right now. The ingredient that inspired the new product we'll meet later.
With ginger, we're going to put that at a stage 5.
The company ranks food trends from 1 to 6. A 1 is barely known, stuff only hipster chefs with Mennonite beards are using. 6 is what everybody's eating. Lately, ginger's been climbing the charts.
A couple years ago, ginger would have been at a stage 3 or a stage 4.
So you can learn a lot in a market like this about what's on sale, what people are buying, but that only tells you so much. To get the full picture, you need to be in their kitchen.
You are in the consumer test kitchen. And
test kitchen manager Jane Fryman shows off Campbell's new facility in Camden, New Jersey. Kitchens. It's the first time the company's allowed a journalist inside. Workers in black uniforms man sizzling skillets, stir bubbling pots, and work digital ovens in 6 kitchens matching consumer segments. In one, for the group called Uninvolved Quick Fixers, the stove looks untouched.
They're doing a lot of microwaving and frozen foods.
On the other end of the spectrum, what Campbell's calls passionate kitchen masters.
This home cook has the most well-stocked with
Fryman opens a handsome stainless steel fridge thick with fresh food. Charles Villa, Campbell's VP of Consumer Insights, says putting these kitchens together requires entering customers' lives.
We're in their homes. We are cooking with them. We're eating with them. We're shopping with them.
Researchers, including trained anthropologists, may spend hours with a family. It's deep dive personal research, the opposite of mass surveys. And it's telling Campbell's what passionate kitchen masters want is broth. Broth is like a band's bass player, last on the tour bus to hook up, but essential to the final product. Broth is the sturdy component of soups, sauces, braised meats, and under the Swanson brand, the company balance sheet.
Swanson is a $400 million retail business.
That's VP Dale Clemis. When a brand pulls in nearly $500 million, a sales-boosting twist is worth a pile of money. Recent field research shows home cooks want to make Thai dishes but can't easily get key ingredients like lemongrass.
Even for confident cooks, to bring those together, to go and purchase them, and to actually blend them in such a way that it actually works, that's not easy.
Add that insight to what the chef said about a growing taste for ginger, and a new broth is born. Jane Fryman serves it up in the test kitchen.
The Thai ginger. This one has all of the elements of what you think of as for Thai. It has
Swanson's new products are broths infused with Latin and Asian flavors. The company uses big data, but if this Thai ginger broth's a hit, that's a triumph of what we'll call deep data, information drawn from rich, personal interactions. But Northwestern marketing professor Kelly Goldsmith points out a potential danger for companies.
Some people base results on an ethnography of 10 people, right? That is not even rare. Do you really, as a marketer, want to base your decisions on the experiences of 10 people who were willing to let a stranger come into their house and watch them cook dinner?
Anthropological research can lead companies astray if misused. Wharton School marketing professor Americus Reed points to Song, an airline launched by Delta a decade ago. Its research said flyers wanted joy, so it offered flight attendants with fancy uniforms and goofy entertainment routines. The fun didn't last. Delta shut down Song barely 2 years in.
Even though if you ask them to talk about and observe them, they'll tell you all kinds of things about trying to make the experience much more fun. What it really comes down to for most consumers is who's got the lowest fare.
As for the broth sloshing around in Campbell's test kitchen bowls, it's less about price and more about taste. The company hopes its very personal research is turning out the right recipes. In Camden, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.